You'd never find me far from a cup of coffee, I can tell you that. Who am I speaking to? Who did I drag out more specifically to speak to me here?
Morning, Divya. My name is Claire. Nice to meet you.
Lovely to meet you, Claire. I found you behind the counter in the gorgeous Estuary Cafe. Now, I have not managed to make it in here yet, and I can say it is exquisite. There's cakes, there's coffees, there's an array of sweet delights. Tell me a little bit about the Estuary Cafe.
We've been open a year since April, and we do like a range of things. We're very lucky in the local community with the people that support us, and a lot come from the area. People come from Tramore, Ballyhack, all around the areas. They love the park this year, which is another thing we're very lucky with. We do, as I said, in a range of things. Everything is homemade. We do cakes, and then we've expanded into hot food. We do kids' meals, burgers, all that kind of stuff. And then we're very lucky in the winter. We have fuel. We do coal blocks, and all those things can be ordered and delivered and everything.
That's really handy, particularly when you're maybe a little bit removed, say, from the city, etc. And if you don't have transport, it's hard to get these things.
Yeah, we're so lucky. And as I said, like that, the chap Kenneth Healy is the chap that owns it. His mother, Margaret, is inside. Everyone is really from the local community. That's where there's six of us working inside, and we're all local. So it's great for it's all, and it's great not to have to travel far, walk down the road and walk home.
And did you grow up here, Claire?
No, I'm originally from Waterford City. I grew up on Ballybricken, and I'm gone from Ballybricken since 1998. I lived in Cheek Point for a couple of years, and I'm 16 years here.
The differences, like, there's huge differences. I love coming down to Passage Cheek Point, Faithleg, because it's just that little bit quieter, but there's still loads going on. Do you find that?
Yeah, we're lucky we have our annual swim. We do the swim in July from the Beath Ferryman, and then 2 weeks ago we had our second year of Passage East Community Festival. So it was great. And we were very lucky with the weather on both days.
The weather, it is. You and I were just talking off air there. It is warm today. I'm not going to complain. We're not going to complain. We're not allowed to complain. It's lovely, but it's quite warm. You need the water. Claire, tell me a little bit about you. Are you married? Have you kids?
No, single.
On the market, Claire?
We'll see. Not currently looking, put it that way. Grand as I am. No hassle. Which is great. As I've said, I'm living down here for the past 16 years, and I said it's a lovely area. Everyone is really community based, and anything you need a hand with, there's always someone around, and everything like that, yeah.
I was talking to Mary Grehan there a few minutes ago, and she was talking to you about, you know, maybe the differences between summer, winter here. It's not somewhere that is a bustling metropolis with throngs of people, but I'd say it's the kind of community where you feel safe. You can knock on someone's door. I need this. There's someone there.
Oh, there is like that. Like if anything was going on, you can always just call on someone. And then even if there was something going on, they'd always say like, did you see? Or do you know that kind of thing? Everyone is kind of looks out for everyone. We're really kind of lucky where we are. It's a lovely village.
Favourite thing about Passage East?
Ooh, well, I have to say, like, the people are very nice. I really do. And what else? The beach, lovely walks and everything. And our famous goats.
Yeah, do you know what? I was coming down the hill and I was trying to keep an eye out for them. And I actually, as we speak now, I can see them halfway up the hill. Yeah. I'm in a pair of heels. I'm not climbing up there to get them. And they're probably delighted for that. Every community has something they'd like to see done, Claire. So whether that is certain facilities added, walkways, you know, a bit more funding. Is there anything you'd like to see in the 5-year plan, say?
Declan Barry, he's from the area, so like we're very lucky to have him, that if we do need kind of anything. And then like we have like even Pat Fitzgerald and that from Dunmore, we're very, very lucky with, and they're very accommodating. If we do really need something, like we had the mast and a lot of local support and everything for that, we were very lucky. Like we're very lucky now with the bus service that we've had. We didn't have a bus for a long time, and the frequency of it, and there's more stops, so it kind of brings even people from Wexford that come in. They might come in for a coffee and things like that, and then they go and get their bus into town and they come back out.
So if I came down here now and opened up a restaurant, would you run me out of the village?
Oh no, everyone is very, as I said, Kenneth is from Tipperary. His mum is originally from John's Park, but like everyone, as I said, everyone supports everyone down here no matter what.
I'll be very careful. I might move in here in Toppy. Claire, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Daphne.